I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Happy Friday. It is the Annie Fry Show. Everybody's looking great today.
Yeah, and feeling good after a very fun party.
Yeah. I don't even see your camera on our screen right now.
I think I'm there. There, I exist.
If you're tuning in now and to the YouTube, I am makeupless.
Yes, you are.
So is Ryan.
I am.
We decided to do that together today.
And boy, do I look it. My goodness.
You look
so terrible.
Thank you.
So tired and sick.
Tonight I'm hosting the Night of Rockstars, which is an amazing event. I'm the MC for, it's at the Gateway Convention Center. Pretty sure it's sold out. If you want to learn more about it, nightofrockstars.com, I believe, is the website. Let me check here and make sure that's right. Nightofrockstars.com. And Remax Alliance and our friends Tammy Diddamore, she's a part of Remax Alliance. They do this every year. And I think this is my fourth year, maybe, being the MC for the event. So it is a formal event. So I am going to look my absolute best tonight because Paige, our coworker and also pro makeup artist, is going to do my makeup throughout the course of the show.
She's going to be coming in during us talking?
We have a 12-18 interview in about 13 minutes with our friend Joe DeVito, who you know from Gutfeld, Fox News, of course. Very funny. He's been in studio with us many times. Probably not going to want to do many YouTube shorts with that one. But she's going to come in and she's going to do my makeup, getting lashes on and everything.
Really?
So that I can look my absolute best tonight. And I don't know that this is the worst I look right now, but this is definitely it.
This is what I'm working with. Dark, hairy eyebrows, too.
That is not my thing.
Why not?
The caterpillar thing?
Yeah, do that. I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is.
Haven't you seen people with eyebrows and you're like, wow, that's a statement?
Well, I've seen girls who've drawn on eyebrows, but I've never seen anybody actually put fake eyebrows on.
I'm going to put fake eyelashes on.
Okay. Just put extra fake eyelashes above your eyelashes.
Maybe we'll do that to you. The YouTube poll today, I'm throwing this out here right now. We'll get to this a little bit throughout the course of the show. I don't know how much we're going to get to this. I talked to Ryan about this ahead of time, mostly because you're the one I'm worried about.
Which direction?
I never know which direction. That's a part of the worry.
Okay.
But the YouTube poll for today is Candace Owens. That's the question. Yes, no, or who's that? That's it.
I know who it is.
Yes.
So, I'm not going to tell you whether I'm yes or no.
I was like, we don't really need to debate the merits of her positions. Just want to know how much of you guys like her or don't like her.
It's all based on her positions, though.
Yeah.
So.
But we don't need, I mean, it's like.
We're not going to like dive into the issues as much as we are talk about her discussion of the issues.
Candace Owens is somebody that if you know, you know. And if you know, you definitely have a thought. If you don't know, then you will vote who? That's the third option today. So lots to talk about. We had a great night last night. To everybody who came out to Lit Cigar Lounge, so fun. Packed room, celebrating 25 years of 97.1. At one point, I saw, Brad, you were up at a cherry picker.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what you were doing up there.
So I was taking pictures of the event from the fire department had their boom truck, their ladder truck out. And they told me I could get in the boom truck and go up high and take pictures. And it was a 150-foot ladder truck. And they took me all the way up in there. And I got to take pictures from up there.
So when we saw you up there, A, none of us knew that you had done that, which was really funny because we're like, oh, look, the cherry picker's way up there.
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Brad.
Yeah. I saw people up there and I was getting ready to go on the air. And I looked up there and I'm like,
I think that's Brad Range.
I know that guy.
How did you just walk up and ask them?
Yeah, kind of.
That's what we kind of thought.
This is the best way of doing things. You ask, can I? And what's the worst they can say? Nah, we can't do that. Liability, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, sure, let's do it. Let's take some pictures. And then they were like, we'll have to take the flag down first. And I was like, no, let's wait until you guys are ready to pack up, and then we'll do it right before that so that you don't have to take that flag down. You can leave it up. And that's what we did. And there were people there, and I was able to get a really cool shot of the whole event from 150 foot up in the air. Kind of looks like a drone shot if you look at the pictures. So,
what did you do that was a contribution last night, Ryan?
I walked around, and I did have some of those appetizer
Sometimes
balls.
You just need to exist, yes.
And ate a couple of those, got a drink.
I never made it to the half of the room that had the food.
Yeah, those were good, too. I could have eaten about 40 of them.
How many did you eat?
Two.
That's it?
I know.
Just two bowls?
Well, there was... No, not two bowls. Two balls.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, I only had two balls. And
I think you just wanted to say it again.
I could have had a lot more, though. Yeah. And because it was a fun night, you know what I'm saying?
Hard to turn them down.
Right. Yeah. Meeting a lot of people. And that was fun. Actually, that's why I didn't eat more, is because there were so many people there and it was fun to talk to everybody. So thanks for saying something.
Mark says on the YouTube chat, had a great time with the 97.1 crew. Have to do it again. That was one thing that I really noticed from people who were there. We had a great assembly of Annie Fry Show, like a community that kind of exists in the Annie Fry Show. They had their own corner. We took a lot of pictures. And a lot of people were saying, we should do this more often.
They're called the Fannies.
They named themselves Jimmy. Our longtime supporter Jimmy named them the Fannies. I appreciate that. That is crazy that there is a group that refers to themselves in admiration of the show. They refer to themselves as the Fannies.
Yes.
Should be the fanny pack.
I do like that too.
Yeah. There was My friend Eric one. Came up with that one.
There was another one too that we had kicked around for a while, but I don't remember. It was another really good one.
I don't think that I can participate in the naming of my own fans. I think that's a little too...
It's like wearing the name of the band on the shirt
to like
the concert.
Wearing a shirt with your face on it.
It's like, yeah, why would anybody do that on Thursday?
A shirt
or
of
Wednesday.
I made for Gary Wood to my immediate right.
I do need to mention that last night I would walk around and some people would be like, hey, Gary. And I would not respond because I don't usually go by Gary. And they'd say, Wiggins, come on. Gary Wood. And then I would get the joke late, which I guess is pretty common.
Not terribly unusual.
So that was fun.
Letitia James, the attorney general for New York, she has been charged with mortgage fraud. She entered a plea today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Not guilty, she says.
Not guilty. It's the system.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if she'd have been like, ah, you got me.
All right. Yes, I did, but.
I'm going to talk to Joe DeVito about that. The state of New York, the city of New York, there's a lot going on there that it's consumed the national attention for quite a long time. And I think that it's interesting. I had several conversations with people last night. I had at least 10 invitations to move to Missouri last night. I appreciate that you're all... The people inviting me to move to Missouri, I should check this more often. I think they're all from Missouri. So I think they're all inviting me to their home. Mm-hmm. Not like, get the heck out of here from Illinois.
I mean, if they're inviting you to their basement.
No, that didn't happen. But I have watched California and New York get this attention on a national stage for their leftist blue state policies. And J.B. Pritzker is he's like, to me, and I say this as a middle child, he's like a middle child who can't get enough attention. He's a Midwest child, and he's just sitting there constantly pushing and pushing the same types of things that he's been able to get away with saying and doing when the national spotlight wasn't on him. He is not used to playing in the bigs. And I think it's super obvious. And we're going to dive into that a little bit here later in the show. He was on with Brett Baier. I was surprised that he would go on with Brett Baier. I'm like, I don't really understand in any way, shape, or form what you have to gain by being on Brett Baier's show on Fox News.
Yeah, I don't either. That's sort of the bigger question that needs to be asked. What is he trying to accomplish by doing that?
Yeah, because he didn't answer the questions. You'd see Brett Baier present him with some facts saying you're the number one in murder rate in the country. He's like, we're not even in the top 30. Well, when Brett Baier says that to him, he's talking statistically about the murder rate. And when Pritzker says, no, we're not, he's talking about violent crime, which is a statistic that has a little bit of wiggle room in how you classify things that would fall into violent crime. But I don't think that Pritzker is ready for prime time blue state, leader of the Democratic Party and the scrutiny that he's going to get on the national stage. He's been super easy to ignore. He's not somebody who is, you know, like Gavin Newsom. There is an attractiveness to Gavin Newsom, his slick, suave, all those hand gestures. What is with the hand gestures? There's every syllable has its own movement. I think it's code.
Ooh, you think it's code?
Yeah, I think it means something.
To some foreign adversary?
Foreign or domestic.
You don't know.
Bane.
I don't know. I was born in the darkness.
Bane has this repeat presence on our show, like, but it's,
I know,
but
why?
It's like biannually.
He does come back.
And he is a great villain. The actor who played Bane, I read an article, I don't know, the last few months, that was talking, that's a Christopher Nolan film, and he was saying that they were trying to get Bane to have this, like, heavy, I don't know, villain-esque accent, and he's like, what if I, because the actor is maybe Irish or Scottish or something like that, I don't know who the actor is.
I can't remember his name.
Tom.
I've seen this story. Is it Tom Hardy?
Yes.
Tom Hardy.
Yes, okay. It is, I remember that. Is he Irish or Scottish?
I don't think so, but I saw a video where he said he modeled that off of a Romanian boxer.
Yes. So it's, I think he also said something about one of his relatives being Irish or Scottish.
Yes, it's something about that it came from. And it was like, he was like, I have this idea and it's really off the beaten path. And it might work. It might be absolutely ridiculous. And he started talking like Bane, which you can do better than I can.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, that's scary as heck. You're doing that.
Well, he also thought, I think when he, because I saw the same interview, when he pitched it to Christopher Nolan, he said, look, I think this would be cool. And if you let me do it, it might be amazing. But the problem is, it also could be one of the things that ruins your movie.
Yeah. It was sink or swim.
Yeah. And Christopher Nolan said, let's do it. And if people make fun of it, that's what people are going to remember from the movie. But if they don't, it's going to be awesome.
But if you've watched Dark Knight, it's the third in the Dark Knight trilogy, that Bane is the villain to Batman. Those movies are so good. But if you watch that one and you hear that voice, it gets under your skin because it's not what you expect.
Right.
It was a good choice. Let's talk to Joe DeVito when we come back. I'm going to ask him about New York City. Mom Donnie, I'm going to ask him about his prestigious Attorney General, Letitia James, and ask him, you know, when you're traveling the country, Joe, and you're doing comedy shows everywhere else, how much New York City, how much blue state New York do you see seeping into the rest of the country? Or does he feel like he's living in two different realities when he's in New York City versus when he's in, I don't know, places like St. Louis? Stick around. We're going to probably in the breaks here be doing up a little makeup. So if you want to join us on the YouTube channel for the first time, you can come see my makeupless face right now. Yikes. By the end of the show, though, it's going to be looking top notch. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Leading away.
10,000 horses couldn't pull me away. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have a belief in America and all of its individuals who have stood with me, not only in New York, but all across this nation. Yeah. I've heard from just about every jurisdiction in this nation who have said, stand up and be tall. And never ever cow down or back down or break or bend. So there's no fear today. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. Because I believe that justice will rain down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
I'm not sure what we're talking about here. She was just charged with mortgage fraud. It's a lot. There's a lot going on here, but the thing that we can be certain of, because we just heard there for sure that we will not cow down.
I looked up cow down.
Yeah.
Cow down can mean, according to AI, to be intimidated or fearful.
Does it? So it's real?
So it is a real, I've never heard that before. As in the phrase, don't be cowed, which is also a phrase I've never heard.
Well, that's why she's important to us, because we get a Letitia James education. We were prepared to go ham, you might say. on the phrase kowtow instead of kowtow.
Instead, it turns out that she is the hero America needed.
That's exactly right. And that's why Joe DeVito is here. He's the hero we needed. Writer, comedian, regular panelist, of course, on Fox News Gutfeld, at Joe DeVito Comedy on X and JoeDeVito.com. Joe, welcome back. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Annie. And if anyone's not watching on YouTube, they're missing out on the the natural beauty of the untamed Annie Fry. You guys don't want to miss this.
That's very kind of you to say. I have to host a big fancy event tonight, and so we're getting the professional makeup, the amount of makeup between Ryan Wiggins and myself right now. How would you describe the kit that was just open here?
I would say it's not just a kit, it's also the caboodle.
Fair enough. Joe DeVito, you get your makeup done to get on the Gutfeld show, or are you also all natural?
Right now, I'm completely nude, so it's nice.
Aren't
you know,
we
usually,
all?
Well, I've heard you say you're having your lashes done, and usually,
yes.
You know, for me, getting my lashes done means I'm paying a migrant woman to whip me for a couple of dollars. So, it's a little bit different approach.
So naturally, let's talk about the Attorney General next. When you see Letitia James, mm-hmm. Miss elect me so I can prosecute Donald Trump. Don't know what for yet, but elect me so I can prosecute Donald Trump. She has said that justice will rain down like water. Do you feel justice is being served there in New York City where you often are?
Well, I've found in New York, if you feel anything raining down you, you should just assume it's pee. That's the way things work in New York.
People just urinate on you all the time.
It's part of our brand. Letitia James, speaking of cows, there is no expression cow down. It's bow down or kowtow.
Yes,
that's what we thought.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't listen to AI. AI is riffing.
Apparently.
Was that ChatGPT? Was that Sam Altman or whatever his name? That wasn't Elon Musk, right?
I don't know. This is Google.
Well,
Google AI.
Okay.
Google AI. I've actually argued with Google AI. Google AI will make stuff up. But Letitia James trying to present herself as if she's you know, she's Rosa Parks. You know, well, Rosa Parks didn't get onto that busy and sublet it to a ne'er-do-well cousin.
No, she did not. We're speaking with Joe DeVito. You know him from Gutfeld, Fox News, of course. JoeDeVito.com. Mom Donnie, your mayor-to-be, possibly. Is there any way he doesn't win?
I don't know. I never thought I would be in a position of saying, come on, Andrew Cuomo.
Here we are.
Go. Yeah. And I don't know how he's going to be able to pull it off, because I was reading the polling and they said that Mamdani does so well with the younger voters. And they, with a straight face, said Cuomo just has to pull in the senior vote. Well, that's going to be a problem since he killed many of them during COVID. So at least with Mamdani, you'll be getting a mayor who's prepared to oversee the murders of people of all ages in New York. So.
He's really going after the youth vote, from what I understand. Are there moderate voters left in New York City right now? Have they all left already?
I don't know. I think it's just amazing the way they drive out anyone who's productive or successful, and then it seems shocking to them. It just, the whole idea of democratic socialism, that you don't have to go back into history. We're not talking about the Peloponnesian Wars that you need to go back to. You can just go back a few decades, and there's a reason why socialist countries put walls around them. It's not because people are trying to break in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the traffic over the Berlin Wall was consistently one way. It wasn't people saying, I've got to get in those East German swimmers. Those babes look pretty hot. No, they were saying anybody who can leave is going to risk everything to get out of here. And that's what they're doing to New York City now. And it's a shame. I mean, you look at the guy with his big smile, and of course he can smile because he just lies. He says, oh, people want things. Yeah, sure, I can give that to you. It's not going to happen. And it's going to get so bad.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito. Are you a New York City resident? Do you live across the river in Jersey or something? Are you affected by this directly?
Well, I live on Long Island. I'm a suburban guy. But I do have to go into Manhattan for work. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get bad. It really is going to get bad, because we've seen the way this plays out in other cities. And, you know, now, although I did think it was funny how none of them said you should vote for Kathy Hochul. So they all three of the candidates were brought together in their dislike of Kathy Hochul. And I would say that, you know, that would raise some eyebrows, but hers are currently levitating over her head. I don't know if you've seen... You talked about the. I mean, she's not even using the fine tip Sharpie. She looks like she has the McDonald's logo floating about a foot over.
I gotta tell Paige not to do that to my face.
Don't
here in
that.
A second.
Unless I'm you gonna get pass Monopoly on, pieces with it.
I'm gonna pass on the Kathy Hochul. Don't get Ryan started on Monopoly.
Joe, you know, we always think about people leaving New York, which is what you were just saying. People, you know, if you can, people are getting out, yeah. Which is like, oh, going to Florida, going to other states. But is there an intra-migration within New York? Like, are people getting out of where Mamdani would be mayor into other parts? Like, you just said Long Island. That's foreign to me because I'm not from New York. How does that work even within New York City?
Yeah, that's a tricky one because Long Island, they're not going to come here. It's a very strange thing because you look at the coalition that Mamdani is assembled. It's people who just arrived in New York. So if you're a recent immigrant to New York, he's got that vote locked up. But he also has locked up the vote of the snooty children of wealthy people.
Mm.
You know, the same ones you see on the college campuses. So it's a very strange coalition, especially that second group there. Of you want to talk about the people who are a real drain on society. Nobody mentions the Ivy Leaguers who are spoiled and just expect everything to be given to them. And he's the perfect candidate for them. He's never had a real job.
Yeah.
So, they're not coming to Long Island. Long Island's very provincial, and that's one of the things I like. I don't know. I mean, I remember it was a little bit after COVID where I did a show for some real estate people in Florida, and I said, business must be booming. And they said, no, we've already sold everything we have. So I don't know where these people are going to leave New York and go to, but I understand the people in those places don't want them coming and bringing their awful voting habits with them.
Yeah, you have to leave behind what destroyed the prior home to go find a place that has no income tax and better weather and all of the benefits of especially Florida specifically. So, Joe, can you in your mind envision 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? Does a Mamdani election, does a Mayor Mamdani cause people to snap back to reality and go, what an important experiment that was. Now we know to never make that mistake again in our lives. My curiosity is going to be, if you've purged all of the people who could be, you know, positive influences on election from the location, then your electorate is kind of what's left.
Yeah, I would like to think it could be what used to happen, was that you would go through cycles where in New York you would have a couple of lame mayors in a row, and then you'd have somebody like Giuliani come in and clean everything up. But the problem is when someone comes and cleans everything up, it's so successful that people start to think that's the natural of order things.
Yeah.
So they start to think, well, of course the subways are not roving combination urinals and mental institutions. Like they just assume that's the natural order of things. So I don't know. I've got a very bad feeling. Because look at Chicago. You would think, well, no one could be worse than Lori Lightfoot. And then they brought in Brandon Johnson. And you think, how low can you go? I mean, they're just... And then you talking about J.B. Pritzker. I mean, talk about... He's not ready for prime time. He's more ready for prime rib. He said he reminds you of a middle child, and the less said about his middle, the better. I mean, at least Gavin Newsom's telegenic. I mean, J.B. Pritzker, you better hope you have a widescreen TV to cover him lumbering on. It's just
he's losing weight, Joe.
Like,
he's losing weight.
What's the timeline on that? Right? I mean... He makes Chris Christie look like Karen Carpenter. I mean, come on.
Big Karen Carpenter fan, huh?
I get we're going a direction here, but I just want to highlight that
hard to tell.
I did some research while we were talking. Apparently, AI is pulling this cow down thing from
Letitia's comments this morning.
Yeah, possibly, but from the term "downer cow," which is a cow that has become recumbent, unable to stand due to a medical condition.
This is baloney sausage.
This is BS.
Yes,
this is where this is coming from.
Yeah, we heard cow down. We all looked at each other. And I said to Ryan, I go, Google it real quick to make sure we don't roast her over something that's real. I think.
I
think it's not
AI.
Real.
AI covering its ass. Yeah. Oh, cow down. Certainly you were referring to bovine spongiform encephalitis known as mad cow disease.
That's obviously what it was doing. That is what it was doing.
Oh, man. Well, Joe DeVito, you're always welcome in St. Louis if New York gets too crazy for you. I live in Illinois, and I haven't migrated west of the Mississippi yet, but we always appreciate you coming on with us. We hope you'll come back again soon.
Absolutely. Always a good time. Hang in there, guys.
You as well. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
A cow that has become recumbent, unable to stand, due to a medical condition like trauma or metabolic disease.
That's a dead cow.
And often cannot get up after 24 hours.
That cow's getting put down.
You better eat that cow fast.
No. I think that's the one you don't. That's the one even
you
pass
on. You just
don't
eat the brain.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's mad cow.
You ever been cow tipping?
No.
Have you ever even lived?
I know, and I'm from the Midwest.
I've never been cow tipping.
Oh, really?
I know people who have, though.
I do, too.
I'm associated. All right, let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll for today. We're just kind of, you know, we're flying 30,000-foot view here, not getting too much into details, but I do want to poll the Annie Fry Show audience. The question for today's poll is, Candace Owens? Question mark? That's the question. Yes, no, or who's that? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. We'll be right back.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Need to bust in here with another comment that just came through from Mad Scientist. He said, my God, what's wrong with Annie?
It's just my face.
It's just her face.
It's just my face.
Mad Scientist.
What do I look like? I got some eyebrows now, though. How do you feel about those?
Oh, yeah, you do. I want them to be bigger.
and higher.
I want him to take up more of the forehead. More
do arch. Not listen to Joe DeVito. I do not want the Kathy Hochul eyebrow treatment.
That is so funny.
Did you say they were hovering above her head?
So Annie is getting makeup done for the Night of Rock Stars, which she is the host of tonight. Did I get that right?
Yeah, okay. MC.
MC.
I'm keeping the trains running on time.
Okay.
Raising a ton of money for the Children's Miracle Network, and they have another local, a local foundation that they are raising money for too. I'll find that here before the end of the show.
Yeah, host can mean a lot of things. Host can mean you are the one with the microphone. It can also mean you are the one seating people.
Let me explain what Night of Rockstars is just briefly. Brad, you've been.
Yes.
It's one of the coolest things that I'm associated with throughout the course of the year. Everything is gratis. This is just an opportunity to be involved in something. All my participation is. I'm not compensated for it at all. But it's a RE/MAX Alliance community team, and Tammy Dittamore is part of the RE/MAX Alliance team, so we're excited to be partners with that. Jen Teske, at the time, was also... was part of the RE/MAX Alliance team. So I've been affiliated with them for a long time. And they put on this event... And they highlight, I think they have 12 rock stars this year. And the rock stars are local kids who have special needs, a whole variety of different types of conditions. And they honor those kids. The point is they turn them into a rock star for an evening. They walk a red carpet. They give the kids, you know, they get them all dressed up. They do their hair. They do their makeup. They arrive in a limo and walk down a red carpet with their families and everything. Like you, I have not made it through an event of which I'm hosting and in front of everybody without shedding tears at the impact of this evening. So then throughout the course of the night, there's a silent auction. There's a live auction. I think they have over 1,000 people who come to this thing. It's huge and it's fully formal. And what they do is they take those 12 rock stars. They have a live band, which is awesome. The band is so great. And each of those kids gets to pick a song that is important to them. So it might be like "You Are My Sunshine" or something like that. And then the band plays it and the kid performs it if that's something that they want to do and can do. If not, then they go up there and the band plays it for them and their family is up there. And it's just a celebration of these families who don't live the same lives that we do. They have obstacles. They have challenges that they face every single minute of every single day. And it just puts them at the center of the attention, and this whole room wraps their arms around them. And in the process, they raise so much money for Children's Miracle Networks. It's a six-figure plus event. And so I get to host it. So I'm up there and I'm just, like I said, just trying to keep the trains running on time, keep the evening moving. But it's really fun. It's exciting. I'm happy to be a part of it.
If you need any eyebrow jokes for tonight, just some extra material. Let me know and let Joe DeVito know.
These are not funny eyebrows. These are good looking eyebrows.
I know. I'm just saying if you want to go that direction.
Make fun of my own eyebrows up on the stage in front of 1,000 people.
Once you put it that way, I can see why you wouldn't. But
yes.
Just the offer's there.
Thank you for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
YouTube live chat poll. High level view right now. Candace Owens, yes, no, or who?
High level view as in the way it's going?
Your answer.
My answer is no. I've actually never been. It's not just recent stuff. I've never really partaken in...
I think the word is partooken.
Partooken?
Yeah.
Parcheesy? I've never done any of that with Candace
Don't
Owens.
Don't cow down on me here.
Even when she was just becoming a household name...
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people really liked her stuff at that time, and maybe it's fine. I just don't know. I never really watched her, so I can't say that I like bowed out in any moment. I just never got involved, so no.
Well, we're asking you today, Candace Owens, yes, no, or who's that? I'm curious to know how much of our voting audience right now. We've got 141 votes in so far. If you've never voted in the poll, today is a great day to come vote and tell us what you think, and then also see my still mostly makeupless face.
Oh, here's a different idea.
Mm-hmm.
Make your eyebrows go all the way around your eyes.
Ryan, that's like a raccoon. That's also a no.
Yeah, and also dig through that trash.
No. No.
It's funny, though. It's just funny.
It's for you, maybe.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America, the B or not the B, one of our favorite segments of the week. Ryan's going to give us headlines that are either from the Babylon Bee or they're real, and we're going to guess which is which next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
Wiggins. Oh! the bee or not the bee?
How do I look? Crazy. Okay. My makeup artist just said I look crazy. That's great.
Angelic.
Thank you.
Because of the light.
The nicest. No, because of me, right?
No. No, no, no. It's that light.
It's actually in spite of you. Like,
no.
We're defining the eyebrows right now. You can keep going. Okay. This is Ryan's segment.
Yeah, keep going with those eyebrows.
No, not with the eyebrows.
Round and round she goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
More.
More eyebrow. Christopher Walken.
Another one.
I got a fever. The only thing that'll solve it is more eyebrow.
If you want to tune in to watch me get my makeup professionally done today, that's happening literally right now as I speak. And hopefully by the end of the show, it's done.
We'll see.
Paige thinks so too.
You got to leave at 3 no matter what. That's part of the deal. All right. This is Bee or Not the Bee. And we are going to give you a bunch of headlines here. You got to tell me which one is fake from the Babylon Bee, which one is real. First one is next No Kings protest to end by 4 p.m. so everyone can get home in time for Matlock.
Ah, the Meemaws love their Matlock.
I'm telling you right now, this is maybe my favorite Babylon Bee story I've ever read.
I was going to say, this is definitely pretty good.
Bee.
Yeah, it's the Bee. I gave this a little more than usual, so I'm going to read the whole thing. Quote, I want to watch Matlock, said Andy Wilson, a boomer. What's the what's the point of saving American democracy if we lose Matlock? Matlock, currently in its 30th year of syndication.
Are we talking OG Matlock? Or
yeah, the original, not the new one with Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
In its 30th year of syndication is about a defense lawyer with a folksy old world charm.
Folksy!
Who doesn't just defend the client. He finds the real killer. Played by Andy Griffith, the character of Ben Matlock is a down-to-earth attorney rooted in traditional values, unlike the protesters who like his show. Quote, he charges a $100,000 retainer, but he's worth it, Lillian Gates, president of the official Matlock fan club, said. Here's why I love this story. It just turns into just being about Matlock. He once tried a case where the judge turned out to be the real killer. That's the definition of must-see TV. An elderly woman clad in a shirt proclaiming, I'm here to kill Trump and watch Matlock, and I'm all out of Matlock.
Oh, no.
Said, Donald Trump is an existential threat to our very existence as a nation, and we must do whatever we can do to stop him, but not if Matlock is on.
It's the disclaimer.
Quote, no king but Matlock, she added.
Oh, man. You know, there's a time, I believe, Ryan, if I recall, that you sang the Matlock theme on the show.
I did. I did.
I don't know, Brad, how quick on the handle you can be, but I would love to play Ryan's. I think my recollection is that you did a time check, was just you going, do, 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 do. And then you're like, the time is 12:49. Is that what happened?
That's how that happened. Right. Were you on the show? That was pretty recent, wasn't it?
I don't recall.
I think that was within the last year or two. Yeah, I can do that again. You don't have to really find the video you don't want. I mean, I know how it goes.
You can't perfect perfection.
All right,
he already found it.
Okay,
found it. Literally already.
I would love to. Real quick. I'd love to hear that. Okay. Do you have another story while we're getting that thing? Or do we have?
Yeah.
Here's where it goes great. Okay.
Loop back or I just keep going. All right. That's how that went during a time check. Maybe we'll do that at 1:30. Congress reassures nation government shutdown.
Is that a tease?
Maybe. I don't know, really. Congress reassures nation government shutdown will not affect paychecks for Congress.
Real? I think that's real. I heard today somebody say on Fox News that Congress is still getting paid. And I was like, really? That surprised me.
I'm going to say real.
Well, while it is a real fact, is the Babylon
Bee. The Bee version.
Yeah. Seniors, or senators, and representatives.
Kind of the same thing.
Senators and representatives on both sides of the aisle were quick to inform their constituents that Congress would still receive its pay despite the government shutdown. Quote, I know WIC, EBT, housing assistance, disaster assistance, and federal student and disbursements have all been delayed, but please don't worry about me, said Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm still getting paid. At publishing time, members of the U.S. Congress also assured Americans living in crime-ridden cities that their armed security would not be subject to the government shutdown. Making some poignant political points there.
Joe comments on YouTube, Kathy Bates is hot. Go on.
Well, that's kind of a weird
Not
thing
you,
to
Joe.
Say.
That's enough from you.
That is objectively false.
She has lost a ton of weight.
Well, I'm not commenting on that. I'm just saying in general. Even
we
as
could
he,
call yeah. Joe DeVito back. I bet he'd have something to say. Do you know, I didn't even bring J.B. Pritzker up. He was like, let's talk about J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah. He's in, you know, I wonder if they ever, like, see each other in the hallway and stuff like that.
J.B. Pritzker and Joe DeVito?
Well, he was there. You know, he was at there. Fox.
He was with Bret Baier, and Bret Baier's in D.C. Was he in New York or is he in D.C.?
I don't know the answer to that Bret question. Okay. I thought they were all one big happy family like we are.
I did
but
too.
Bret Baier's pushing a book right now, the chances that he could be in New York City.
I don't know. Here's the next story. Secretary Hegseth sends overweight Texas guardsman home.
That's real. That's got to be real. Please be real.
The Texas guardsman? Why did they share that photo? Is this real?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Yes, this is real. Hegseth appears to have been serious when he told soldiers, including top generals, to shape up or ship out. The Texas Military Department, TMD, confirmed to Fox Digital on Tuesday that it replaced 7 National Guard members who were deployed to Illinois amid
deployed
civil
Illinois.
Unrest. Yeah, they sent their best. Citing the service members'
failure. They're like, this
will
do for Illinois.
Yeah. They'll understand this up there.
Everything's relative.
Failure to meet mission requirements. The announcement comes after a photo showing a group. It was that photo.
Oh, my gosh.
Showing a group of service members arriving in Illinois went viral on social media, with critics speculating about their fitness.
That's kind of terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's complicated. That photo was very unfortunate. You're unloading the Texas National Guard, and every single one of them appeared to be
yes
overweight. Certainly not like military fit.
Right.
Thank you for your service, though.
Absolutely.
But,
and honestly,
but
like,
you're going home.
Well, and like, good on Pete Hegseth for raising the standard as to what fit actually is. That's something that certainly needs to happen in the military, but it's definitely something that needs to happen culturally as well.
You almost pushed his hand because he had just said that.
Yeah.
And then that photo went viral. People said,
you can't
well,
be like,
oh,
except
he can't.
Those people.
What do you think about this, Pete Hegseth? So he had to kind of stick with it. All right, next story.
I hope there's like a story that follows where they invest in helping them get fit and probably eat healthy and all of that stuff, and then it's a positive outcome.
They put them on the Biggest Loser.
I don't know if that's it. We already have the Biggest Loser in Illinois.
Ooh, burn.
Ooh, poignant political satire. WNBA players assure the FBI they weren't missing layups to throw games. They just suck.
Oh, no.
It's the B.
Yeah, it's the B. I know it seems like a scam, but we're all just really, really bad at this game, said Chicago's Sky star Angel Reese.
Oh, boy.
The truth is, we're just not that good at making the ball go through the little circle. We're really trying. It's just a lot harder than it looks.
Curl me bounds.
Have you seen a compilation video of her missing shots?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's every highlight reel after they play.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I don't think...
That's also really
I don't
good.
Think... I honestly don't think that the highlight reel is, like, season-based.
It's
she
just
every
game?
She misses a ton. Well, I mean, her job is to play... She's a power forward, maybe? I don't think she's a center. She's a power forward. She plays under the basket. Her job is to get rebounds and get easy bank shot twos. And she doesn't.
The funniest part is that she's... breaking all these records, like regarding rebound, because
they're her
like
rebounds.
You said,
they're me bounds.
She misses so
oh
many shots
gosh.
That she gets her own rebounds, and that's how she's breaking these records. It's so stupid.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that counted. I guess it does.
She's saying a me bound because she's shooting it and missing and getting her own rebound.
And to
and
her
she
credit,
will shoot it sometimes 3 or 4 times before she puts
shot.
It in.
Cha-ching,
wow.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. People were using the phrase me bounds as an insult to her, and she copyrighted it. Which is super
Wait,
smart.
Really?
Did she
yes.
actually?
Yeah, she trademarked it or whatever.
Yes,
yeah, she did.
Hey, kudos to her for that one.
I mean, you want to stop something in your tracks. That's something that Trump would do. How do you feel about that, Angel Reese?
She was on the Reese's Puffs cereal boxes. Make it Mises Puffs.
Mises Puffs.
Wait, was she really?
Yes.
This is yes. all real.
Have
okay.
you not been paying attention
no,
to Angel Reese? What are you
Angel
even
Reese.
Do with yourself?
Except when she was the McDonald's meal of the
See,
month.
The woke crowd is trying to put Angel Reese on the same level as Caitlin Clark. They've been trying to do it ever since they were at LSU and they had that whole feud. And it just hasn't worked.
She's not.
Hasn't worked.
Is she's not good enough to
is
be.
Is she a no, good player by WNBA standards? Yeah. I mean, honest question.
Yes.
She is good?
By WNBA standards,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay.
She's, yes.
She's okay. She's fine.
I didn't know if they were elevating her
Caitlin Clark
just because
no,
of the rivalry.
No, close to it.
Angel
That's
Reese
the annoying part.
Isn't who Angel Reese thinks Angel Reese is. That's the problem.
Yes, correct.
There's a sense of entitlement that is gross to watch. Let's stick around and get to what I missed next. Don't go away.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.